You're listening to the Effortless Life Podcast, episode 45. Now, last week on the show, we talked about 7 of my favorite tools you can steal from me to streamline and simplify your digital workspaces. And I even threw a couple of bonus ones in there for you. And it's important, right, to keep your workspaces clean and clutter-free so you can stay focused and get real work done without all of those annoying distractions that just suck your time and energy. But no matter how organized you are, it will only go so far because, like the saying goes, as within, so without. That means that if things feel a mess and out of control in your external world, it ain't gonna change permanently until you get a grip on what's a mess and out of control in your internal world. Going through a stack of mail or deleting a bunch of emails is not gonna fix the problems that are going on within. And so today, we're going to talk about how to clear the 3 most common causes of clutter in your inner world so that the clutter you notice in your outer world is less likely to come back, or at least it won't bother you as much. You ready? Stay tuned.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Now, before we jump in, I've got to give a shout out to our featured listener this week, Brittany Campbell, who says, Courtney is so knowledgeable at what she does, and she does it with excellence. She has a natural gift of speaking and knows how to motivate you, all while gently pushing you to see a different perspective and tap into your greatness. Subscribe now because you will not be disappointed. Thank you, Brittany. You are seriously the best. And if you're listening right now, do me a favor, DM us your mailing address over on Instagram at CourtneyElmer_, so my team could put a little gift in the mail to you as our way of saying thanks for being here and for being one of our loyal listeners. And remember, for you listening, whenever you leave us a 5-star review, you'll get the chance to be featured as our next listener of the week, and I'll give you a shout out right here on the show. You want to know the problem most people experience? They look at their life and see problems. They don't want those problems, so they do everything they can to fix those problems. But the problem with that is that the problems you experience in your outer world will keep coming back until you start tuning into and paying attention to the problems going on inside of you. And when I say problems, I really mean opportunities, because that's how I see every problem, not as something happening to me, but as something happening for me in order to teach me a valuable lesson. Because until you learn that lesson, the situation that you might be currently experiencing as a problem will keep coming back. Have you ever had an experience almost like a deja vu where the same scenario keeps happening over and over again? Maybe you keep getting into the same kind of fight with your spouse, or the same kind of miscommunications keep happening with a certain team member, where it feels like no matter what you do, the cycle just keeps repeating. Same song, different verse. And you start to wonder, what am I missing here? I feel like I'm doing everything I can to get this thing under control, but it still feels so out of control. I had a situation like this recently where I kept having the same disagreement over and over again with my mom, feeling frustrated and annoyed by it, quite frankly, but at the same time, knowing there was a deeper lesson there for me. And until I learned that lesson, I knew the situation would just keep repeating itself. And sure enough, the lesson that was in it for me, I realized, was acceptance. I was spending so much of my energy trying to change her perspective, to get her to see things the way that I saw it, that I couldn't see the work I needed to do on myself to change and to accept that she was going to act the way she was going to act, and I couldn't do a thing about that. But what I could do was change the way that I chose to respond to it and to not be so attached to changing her perspective. It was a big moment for me, and sharing it with you makes it almost sound silly because we know this stuff logically, right? I mean, come on, it's been preached since way back in biblical days. Until you remove the log in your own eye, you can't get the speck out of your brother's, right? But why don't we see it? Why don't we live our lives that way?
because you're too busy spending all your energy on trying to change the situation that's happening outside of you rather than looking within yourself to see what needs to be changed. And we resist change. We resist it because on an unconscious level, your mind likes safety. It likes stability. And change is foreign, which is why old habits are so hard to break. And we're going to talk more about habits in a second. And I'm going to give you a powerful secret that's going to make it a lot easier to change them. But first, you need to understand that when you spend all your time and energy trying to fix the problems in your life and business and the world outside of yourself, it's going to take you a lot longer to get the results you want and to actually see the change you say you want because you're going about it the wrong way. Instead of an outside-in approach, you have to start looking at your life from the inside out. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because in order to heal whatever is going on in your outer world that feels out of place and out of control, you got to get things in order in your inner world first. Now, there are three main causes of what I call internal clutter. The three causes are fear, negative emotions, and current ways of being. We're going to dive into each of these. So let's take a look at fear first. Fear is a huge cause of internal clutter because fear both causes the problems and prevents the results that most people want. Fear is the worst advisor in your life. And you've probably heard this said before, conquer fear or it will conquer you. Now, a mistake a lot of people make, particularly entrepreneurs who have been in business a few years or more, they're generating some money, but they want to get to that next level, wherever that is for them, whether it's consistent six figures or a $250,000 business, is that they tend to throw money at the problem. Now, throwing money at the problem is not the same as facing the problem. And you heard me say a moment ago that until you shift your perspective on the problems in your life, you will continue to experience problems. So step one is starting to look at every problem as an opportunity and to ask yourself, what is this teaching me? You know, when you think about a mother's womb, it is the warmest, safest place on earth. There is nothing but love and safety there. Birth is essentially traumatic in and of itself, even if the birth experience wasn't traumatic. Birth is itself, by nature, a traumatic experience because it is when you feel pain for the first time. You are ripped from that warmth and that safety, and you're born into a context of fear. And there are many fears, many universal fears, fear of loss, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of judgment, fear of inadequacy, fear of letting go, fear of regret, and many more. And as a coach, one of my jobs in working with my clients and students is to help them realize what fears specifically are cluttering their life and preventing them from getting the results they want, and then to help them dismantle those fears. And I'm going to give you a hint here today. An easy way to start noticing and dismantling the fears that you feel is to personify fear. So whenever you're feeling that fear, that anxiety, that worry, that stress, that overwhelm, those feelings that indicate that there is a deeper fear happening under the surface, one of the ways to clear that internal clutter is to personify fear. To literally imagine that fear is sitting across the room from you in a chair, looking at you, staring at you, and to listen to the advice that it's giving you. What advice is it giving you? What is that fear saying to you right now? And is it true? Imagine for a moment you had 10 times the confidence and overcoming fear wasn't even a question in your mind. What's the scariest thing you would do differently in your business? Notice what comes up for you first. Then, take a moment here and notice what's stopping you from doing it. What fear are you allowing to get in your way? The truth is, you have absolutely nothing to fear, nothing. But there's a difference between knowing that as a concept and living your life that way. And when you can identify what is holding you back, you can choose to take your power back and experience the greater freedom and impact that you deserve. Imagine what would become possible for you in your business and in your life if fear didn't get in the way of you and your dreams. How much more energy would you feel and how much more joy would you experience if you stopped giving your power away to fear? Fear will always be there because it's part of the human experience. However, when you allow yourself to get present to the fears you're currently feeling, it loses its grip over you and you can begin to conquer it and remove the chaos and the internal clutter that it causes. Now, another source of internal clutter is something that we're going to label here today as negative emotions. These are the emotions that you experience sometimes on a daily basis that we would consider to be unpleasant, the opposite of joy and happiness and freedom and fulfillment, emotions like anger, sadness, guilt, shame, hurt, and fear. Fear is also an emotion. Fear is actually a feeling based on a belief of an unwanted or unpleasant future. Or in other words, it is a feeling you feel because of a belief you believe. And negative emotions work the same way. They are feelings you feel because of beliefs you believe. Now, you've heard me talk about limiting beliefs here on the show before. And if you're just joining us for the first time, episodes 18 and 19 with James Wedmore are a great place to start if you're not familiar with what limiting beliefs are and how they prevent you from having the success that you want. So if you're feeling like you're in a place where you feel stuck, like you're spinning your wheels and you're not sure why you're not getting the results you want in your life, despite how hard you're working for them, then make sure you listen closely to those episodes after you finish listening to this one, because that's going to give you a clue as to why you are feeling and experiencing that in your external world. And guess what? It should come as no surprise to you, given what we're talking about here today, that it's caused by certain beliefs you are believing to be true in your internal world. This is why awareness is the number one best skill that you can develop, particularly as an entrepreneur, because awareness is the doorway to change. Nothing's going to change until you become aware that it needs to change, right? Negative emotions cause a lot of clutter in your life. They weigh you down. I like to think of negative emotions like a backpack of rocks that you carry around on your shoulders. And what is so interesting is that on a biological level, every time you experience a negative emotion, it activates all the times in your life previously that you have ever experienced that emotion. So simply put, it means that every time you experience a negative emotion, it's more intense than the time before. And it continues to become more intense as you go along until you take the time to dump out that backpack to release the negative emotions that you carry around inside of you. Now, without getting into the science of it all, those negative emotions will continue to get activated within your cells every time you feel that emotion until you release them from your body. So let's say every time you experience anger, for example, it's like you're picking up another rock and putting it in that already heavy backpack. And that backpack continues to grow heavier and heavier and heavier until you dump it out. And this is another thing that I work with my clients on, particularly my one-on-one clients, is to help them process through the negative emotions that they have been carrying around with them since their birth. You have negative emotions that you've been carrying around with you since your birth. And can you imagine what it would feel like to dump out that heavy backpack, to experience the freedom and the joy and the fullness of life that is available to you in every moment, when those negative emotions aren't weighing you down anymore? Now, one of the ways that you can cultivate your awareness muscle is to notice in the moment what feelings you're experiencing. When you're having a heated argument with your spouse, for example, what feelings are you feeling specifically? Your feelings are an indicator. They're like the indicator lights on the dashboard of your car. And the negative emotions will flash when something is wrong. They will let you know, hey, pull over, pay attention, because if you keep going, it's dangerous. Your feelings are there to keep you on track. But you're not taught this in school. If I could rewrite the biology books, I would include a whole section. No, I would include a whole class dedicated to exploring and understanding your emotions and how great a role they play in your life. Abraham Hicks' emotional scale is a great tool to help you identify what emotions you're feeling, especially if you're a visual person like me. You can Google it, Abraham Hicks emotional scale. I'll link to it in the show notes as well, because if your default state is on the bottom end of the scale, well, your life is not going to be as joy-filled as you want it to be. You are not going to experience the success that you want to experience. So you have to become present to your emotions and work on changing your default emotional state. Those entrepreneurs who are the most successful, today's biggest influencers, the ones that you look up to and aspire to be like, do this work daily. They know this. They are masters of their emotional state. And sadly, this is the kind of work that most entrepreneurs aren't doing, and they wonder why they struggle. They're focused on their marketing efforts. They're focused on lead generation. They're focused on creating the perfect online program or generating more sales. They're focused on their next launch, the next big thing coming down the pipeline. And they do all of this work and put all of this time and energy and effort into creating the successful business of their dreams. And yet they don't achieve the successful business of their dreams. And then wonder why, because they're working so hard. And that's what we're all about here at The Effortless Life, to help you understand that it's not about the amount of effort that you put into your business. There will always be someone who will out-effort you. So if you're relying on effort to grow your business, you're relying on limited resources to grow your business, because effort, time, willpower, these are all limited resources. So when you build your business on limited resources, what will you get? Limited results. That's right. So this inner work is the real work. It's the hard work. And if you truly want to be successful, it is the only work that matters. That is why the students we work with inside of our programs go on to achieve such incredible results so quickly. In fact, one of our students comes to mind right now who went from making virtually nothing in revenue despite working 60-hour work weeks to generating over $3 million in a single month. Do you think that happened for her because she changed her marketing efforts? Because she showed up more on Instagram stories? Because she started consistently emailing her email list? No. It happened because she shifted what was going on inside of her internal world that was preventing her from getting the results she wanted in her life and business. And when she cleared that clutter, she went on to do great things. And guess what? It didn't just happen that one month. She has continued on the same trajectory, outperforming her competition for the last 2 years since. So then that brings us to another question. How do you bring about lasting change? How do you go about dismantling fear and releasing negative emotions and changing your emotional state when it's become a habit? You already know what they say about old dogs and new tricks. Well, we're going to move into that here next, because the third primary source of internal clutter is your current ways of being. Now, when I say ways of being, what I'm talking about here are your habits and your behaviors, the actions you take in your life, who you are being, which again is linked to the beliefs you believe. Don't believe me? Go listen to episodes 18 and 19 to see what I mean. Now, I don't know if you've ever studied anything about habits and how they're formed, or if you've read the book that just came out recently called Atomic Habits, which is fantastic. I will link that up in the show notes for you too. Because if you're not happy with the results you're getting in your life or in your business, and you care about getting different results, the results that you say you want to get, then you owe it to yourself to study your habits and to understand how you form your habits. Because when you begin to recognize how habits are formed and why they're so hard to change, then you'll be light years ahead of those people out there who want a different result in their life, but have no idea how to go about getting it because they don't understand how habits work. So there's three layers that make up your habits. The outer layer is the outcome. That's the result that you want, the goal you're going for. The middle layer is the process you're using to get that result, the actions that you're taking. And the inner layer is your identity, or in other words, who you are being to get that result. So you can think of it like a target. If you're visual, picture a target in your mind's eye right now. The outer circle is the outcome. It's what you have. The middle circle is the process. It's what you're doing. And the inner circle is your identity or who you are being. So what most people do is they focus on the outcomes that they want but aren't getting. We can use weight loss as a really easy example. Someone might say, okay, so the result I have right now is that my clothes aren't fitting. I don't like that. Therefore, I want to eat healthier because I want to feel comfortable and confident and look good in what I'm wearing. So the way they go about achieving that is that they might start doing things differently. Maybe they start working out more or eating healthier, whatever the process itself looks like. The problem is that most people stop here and then wonder why they're not getting the result they want. And it's because they haven't changed who they are being on an identity level. Outcomes are what you get. Processes are what you do. Identity is what you believe. So when it comes to building habits that last, it's not to say that focusing on one of these levels over the other is better or worse. Each of these levels work together to bring about change. But most people make the mistake of spending all their time and energy trying to change things from the outside in. They work from the outside in. Have, do, be. They think that to have the result they want, they have to do something different, and then they'll be the kind of person they want. It's the same old song and dance on focusing on fixing things in your outer world and never looking twice at what's going on in your inner world. But how many times have you tried to change your own habits this way and failed? The easiest way to get the results you want and to make it so much easier to take action to get those results is to simply start at the identity level. It's not an outside-in process. It is an inside-out process. Be, do, have. When you focus on changing what you believe first, who you are, instead of trying to force change on the outcome, it will naturally bring about the result that you want. It's so elegant because it's so simple. But simple doesn't necessarily mean easy, does it? Outcome-based habits focus on what you want to achieve. Identity-based habits focus on who you wish to become. Imagine for a second that you're someone who's trying to quit smoking. And imagine yourself in that moment of resisting a cigarette. Someone offers one to you, and it's in that moment that you have to resist, right? Because you're trying to quit. So someone focused on an outside-in approach might say, no thanks, I'm still trying to quit. Whereas someone who is working inside out and shifting their identity simply says, no thanks, I'm not a smoker. Behind every system of actions, there's a system of beliefs that are driving that action. You get that. What people don't get is that when they never address who they are being or what they believe, it's really difficult to experience the change and get the result they want. You may want more money, but if your identity is someone who consumes rather than creates, you'll continue to be pulled down by spending versus earning. Maybe you want better health, but if your inward values are ordered towards comfort over accomplishment, then you'll be drawn to relaxing rather than to training or working out. So the ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit just becomes part of your identity, part of who you are at your core. It's one thing to say, oh, I'm trying to do this, or oh, I want to do this, versus I'm the type of person who does this. So what if changing the results that you're getting is as simple as changing the way you speak about who you are? Instead of saying, I want to make six figures this year in my business or for my digital course or whatever, start saying, I'm the type of person who is committed to doing the action steps required every day to build my business, right? Focusing on identity versus the result. Now, we've all said things to this nature before, usually on the contrary, right? You might hear people say, maybe you've said this yourself. Oh, I'm terrible with directions, or I'm just not a morning person, or I'm bad with numbers, or I'm scared to go on stage, right? I'm not a good speaker. Oh, I'm not good with technology. All of these identity statements. Now think about how those impact the results you're able to get. So this presumes a question. If it all boils down to our identity and that your identity comes from your beliefs, then where do your beliefs come from? And how are those formed? Now, this is one of the things we talk about at length inside of the Effortless Life Academy, because it is an essential component that you must understand to become the effortless CEO your business needs to succeed. Whatever your identity is right now, you only believe it because you have proof of it in your life. And you might have heard me say this before. I'll probably say it again. Your brain will look for evidence of your beliefs in your life. It's like when you go to buy a new car and then all of a sudden you start seeing that make and model everywhere all over the road. It's because that's what you're tuning your awareness to. Your brain is looking for that evidence. You can think of your beliefs like the dial of a radio station that your energy and your attention is tuned to. Therefore, that's what's going to come over the airwaves. That is what you are going to find evidence of in your life. If you're tuned to the station that says, oh my gosh, everything in my life is a problem, nothing is going the way that I want, then you're not going to experience joy and opportunity and success because your dial is tuned to a different station. If you're listening to 101.1 country music, then you can't listen to B97, today's top hits, right? You have to tune to the right station. So there's really just two steps to shaping your identity, to changing your identity, to change your ways of being, clearing out the old ways and habits that don't serve you and replacing them with new habits that do serve you. First, you must decide the person, the type of person you want to be. And second is to prove it to yourself with small wins. So instead of saying, oh, I want to write a book, think about, well, who's the type of person that writes a book? It's probably someone who's consistent, who writes every day, who's pretty reliable, who practices their writing. So then your focus can shift from, oh, writing a book, which is outcome-based, to I'm the type of person who's consistent and reliable, which is identity-based. Subtle shift, huge difference. That's the beauty of habit. That's why even the name of the book I recommended to you, Atomic Habits, is based on this idea that an atom is so small, it's actually 99% empty space, which is kind of weird and crazy when you think about it. Because if everything is made up of atoms, and here we have physical things like the chair you're sitting on or the earphones in your ears, but yet those atoms are all 99% space, then we can get into a really weird and wild conversation about weight. How is all this empty space right here holding things together in our physical world? But really, it's about the idea that these changes are atomic. They are so small. It's just 1% change, which over time compounds, just like interest on a stock. And that's really powerful when you think about it, that it doesn't have to change all at once, just a little bit over time. To win an election, you don't have to have 100% of the vote. You just have to win the majority. So as long as you are voting to make those small changes, to shift from outcome-based habits to identity-based habits, instead of focusing on what you want, focusing on who you're being to get it, and do that the majority of the time, you are well on your way and far ahead of where most entrepreneurs are who don't understand this is why they struggle. This was a deep episode. We have covered a lot here today, and it's a little longer than our episodes usually go to. So if you're still here listening to my voice right now, I might have just bent your brain a little bit. And I hope that this provided tremendous value to you. Was this helpful? Did this offer something to you? If this is something that has piqued your curiosity and you want to learn more about this and how to actually take these concepts and apply them to your life and business to get the results you want, results like our student Christina, who went from virtually nothing to $3 million in a single month, then you can take the next step right now and register for the next in-depth virtual training that I am hosting, where I walk you through our 5-part proven methodology called the Effortless Life Method to help you become the effortless CEO your business needs to succeed. You can head to CourtneyElmer.com/CEO Register right now. That's CourtneyElmer.com/CEO. And if you've ever got a question you'd like to ask me, if something piqued your curiosity or brought up another question that you heard here on an episode, or if you've got a topic that you'd like me to cover on the show, come find me on Instagram at CourtneyElmer_ and send me a DM. I love hearing from listeners like you, so I hope to see your name pop up there soon. Now, coming up next week, we have got a really cool guest expert who is a Tony Award-winning producer, filmmaker, and what he describes as a soul-aligned business coach. And he's going to be here to help you tap into your creative intuition and to trust yourself more so you can overcome any fear you feel surrounding marketing yourself and standing out authentically with storytelling so that your brand connects with your audience and converts to sales. So go share this show with your entrepreneur friends. Let them know that's coming up next week so they can tune in with you. And until then, go live your effortless life. I'll see you back here next time. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you here next time on the Effortless Life podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as a new episode drops. And please take a second to leave us a review. It only takes a couple moments of your time, and your reviews really do help people find us, people who need to hear this message too. Plus, when you leave us a 5-star review, we might even feature it on an upcoming episode and give you a shout out right here on the show. All right, we'll see you back here next time. Until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.